But the reason why I'm sitting here talking to you right now is because of that singular moment. You see, the very next morning, the alarm rang. And the first thing I felt was dread. Nothing had changed. Nothing. It was dark. It was cold. It was winter in Boston. Still had a lien on the house. Still unemployed. Still no money in the checking account. Still fighting with my husband. Still feel like a frickin' loser. I didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to wake up. I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to hit the snooze button. But then I remembered the rocket launch. And I did something I had never done before. I ignored how I felt. I didn't stop and think. I did what needed to be done. Instead of hitting the snooze button, I did exactly as my instinct required. I started counting. Backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I stood up. That was the exact moment I discovered the 5-second rule. The 5-second rule, here's the definition. The moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, you must 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and physically move or your brain will stop you. Chapter 3, what you can expect when you use it. Now, when I first used the rule that morning, I'm going to tell you, I was as surprised as you are that something that stupid worked. I mean, counting backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, seriously? Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Now look, I didn't know why it worked. I just knew that it did. I had struggled for months to just wake up on time, and suddenly there I was, standing in my bedroom. I will never forget it. It was dark. It was cold. And I'm like, wait a minute. What just happened? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Seriously? It worked? Now, it turns out that when you count backwards, you mentally shift the gears in your mind. You interrupt your default thinking and you do what psychologists call assert control. The counting distracts you from your excuses and focuses your mind on moving in a new direction. When you physically move instead of stopping to think, your physiology changes and then your mind falls in line behind your body. There's a term that researchers and psychologists use to describe what the 5-second rule is. It's metacognition. Metacognition is a really fancy word that means something very simple. There are ways you can out-trick your own brain, and it turns out that the 5-second rule is one of them. Now, I didn't know this when I invented the rule, but in researching this book, I've not only learned that the 5-second rule is a form of metacognition, I've also discovered that the rule is what they call a starting ritual in the language of habit research. A starting ritual activates your prefrontal cortex and it helps you change your behavior. Now we're going to talk a lot about the prefrontal cortex and why you need to know about it, but for now, all you got to know is this. The prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that you use when you focus, when you change, or when you take what psychologists call deliberate actions. I knew what the prefrontal cortex was, but that morning when I first used the 5-second rule, I had No idea that I had discovered something that was not only going to change everything about my life, my work, my finances, my marriage, my mindset, everything, but I would also come to learn, and I'm going to describe for you all of this in this book, that it also impacts the basal ganglia, habit loops, activation energy, behavioral flexibility, cognitive biases, neuroplasticity and the progress principle, and also something called the locus of control. When I discovered it, zero clue what any of these things were, zero idea that this one simple rule leverages every single one of these things. Now, I used the rule that first morning, right, and it worked. A little startled that something so stupid would work. I used it again the next morning. Worked again. I used it again the next morning. It worked again. Used it again the next morning, worked again. You know, I got a confession to make. this morning, my alarm went off at 5:15, and I had said last night that I would try to get to this 5:45 a.m. yoga class. I am not going to lie to you. I leaned over to my husband. He said, don't you need to get up? I said, I don't think I'm going to go. And he goes, 5:43. And I said, you son of a, you know, 7 years later, I am still using this rule to get my own butt out of bed. See, there's this myth in pop culture, in motivation, in psychology, in self-improvement. There's a myth. There's a myth that you have to be motivated. I think it's complete garbage. I want you to understand something. There are always going to be things in your life that you hate doing. You still got to do them. I, for 7 years, have used the 5-second rule to push myself out of bed, just like I did this morning. And here I am recording this book for you today, and I'm still using it. And that's because there are some things in your life that you're always going to hate doing. This rule is going to be incredible, incredible in helping you push yourself to do the things you just don't feel like doing. Another one that I never feel like doing, exercise. So let me go back to the story. So I used it, you know, the first morning, the second morning, the third morning, the fourth morning, and then I started to notice something really, really interesting. That moment that I experienced every morning where the alarm would go off, I would know I needed to get out of bed. I wouldn't feel like getting out of bed. I could feel my brain start to say, meh, don't get out of bed. That 5-second moment where my mind would start talking me out of doing something, I had them all day long. All day long, there were these 5-second moments, just like that struggle to get out of bed. I would know I'd needed to do something, and if I would stop and think about it, I was toast. Toast. One small hesitation. My mind would wake up, I'd start doubting myself, the excuses would roll in. It took less than 5 seconds. Less than 5 seconds for my brain to stop me. Just like that fish story. Had never, ever even noticed it. This 5-second window between my instincts to change and my mind screwing me over. Now, as you use the rule, whether you start by pushing yourself out of bed or you start by getting to the gym or you start by pushing yourself to speak up at work today, whatever it may be, you're going to see it too. There's a 5-second window between your initial instinct, like, ooh, I should raise my hand. Ooh, I should say something. Ooh, I should get to the gym. Oh, I should start writing that book. And your brain being like, yeah, no, When you see this 5-second window, everything is going to change. The problem will become very clear. See, in my case, it was me. I was holding myself back 5 seconds at a time. In 5 seconds, either I could make a decision to push myself forward or my excuses and my fears and procrastination would hold me back. That's it. That's life. It literally comes down to that insight. We're done. The book is over. That's all you need to know. I'm just kidding, but it really is that simple. I made a simple promise to myself. I want you to make this promise to you. If I knew that I should do something that could change me for the better, I promised myself that I would use the rule to push myself to do it regardless of how I felt. I want you to do the same thing. I started using the rule to force myself. I'm using that word on purpose, force myself to not only get up early, but to get to the gym, to look for a job, to drink less, to be a better parent, to be a better spouse. If I started to feel too tired to exercise, I would 5-4-3-2-1, push myself out the door. If I started to pour a second drink that I knew I shouldn't have, I'd 5-4-3-2-1, and I would put down the bottle of bourbon and I would turn and walk away. If I felt myself like getting bitchy, you know when you do that, where you like have that yee rise up in you, you can feel it coming. I'd 5-4-3-2-1, self-monitor, correct my tone, make myself be kinder. If I caught myself procrastinating, you know that thing you do, where you know you have stuff you got to do. We all procrastinate. I'd 5-4-3-2-1, and I'd sit down, and I'd start working on my resume. What I discovered using the rule, even in just those first few days, really powerful. When you push yourself to take simple actions, it creates a chain reaction in your confidence and in your productivity. By pushing yourself to take simple steps, by pushing yourself to move forward, you create momentum and you start to experience a sense of freedom and power that's really hard to describe. Rachel found that the simple step of getting up on time started a chain of events that led her to losing 30 pounds. She bought her first house and she reinvigorated her marriage. Rachel uses the word reinvigorated when she writes about the 5-second rule on Facebook. And that's exactly what the rule does. It's a great word to describe it. I had the exact same experience. When Rebecca used the rule to 5-4-3-2-1 and pushed herself to make small moves forward, she's breaking out of mental jail. She's no longer trapped in her head. She's no longer trapped by analysis. She's pushing herself out of her thoughts and into action. The way she describes it, Rebecca, she wrote on Twitter, "I feel free for the first time in 47 years. I can relate to that. You know, there's an important concept in psychology that was put forth by Julian Rotter in 1954, and it's still around today. It's something foundational. It's called the locus of control. And here's what you need to know about the locus of control. The more that you believe, that you are in control of your life, your actions, and your future, that the control is in you, the happier and the more successful you're going to become. And there's only one thing, after 50 years of psychological research, only one thing that is guaranteed to increase your personal feelings of control over your life. It's a term called a bias toward action. If you Google it, you're going to get a bazillion psychological articles show up on Google. Let me tell you what it means. It means you become the kind of person that stops freaking thinking about everything and you start pushing yourself to take action. I already alluded to this. Motivation, it's a myth. I don't know when we all bought into the idea that in order to change, you got to feel motivated to act. It's complete garbage. Because here's the truth. The moment it's time for you to act, the moment it's time to go to the gym, the moment it's time to do your presentation, the moment it's time to ask for that raise, do you feel motivated? No. In fact, you don't feel like doing anything at all. You think that's the worst idea in the world. You feel the opposite of motivated. If you want to improve your life, you got to get off your ass. That's what you got to do. And in my world, I call that the power of a push. One of the reasons why the 5-second rule is so unbelievably empowering from the moment you first start using it is because it turns you into the kind of person who stops talking and starts moving. It turns you into the kind of person who operates with a bias toward action. If you tend to overthink every move, you're about to discover the energy and the confidence to stop thinking and start moving. Using the 5-second rule is going to strengthen your belief that you do have the ability to control your own fate. And you know how it does it? Because it pushes you to prove it to yourself one move at a time. Jenny, for example, Jenny is an incredible example of this. She's finally taking control of her health. You see, she learned about the rule and had this huge awakening. She realized that, holy cow, I would literally, Mel, go in and eat a meal of canned raviolis, a bag of chips, and a soda. And then I'd sit around all afternoon and complain about being overweight. She saw that, holy cow, in 5 seconds, I walk into a convenience store, I grab these crappy things, and now here I am sabotaging my effort to lose weight with one decision. Well, you know what she's doing now? When she walks in to buy her lunch, she goes 5-4-3-2-1 healthy. And that gives her, in her words, the kick in the ass that she needs. So instead of grabbing that stuff, she gets a sandwich and a water. It's how she's changing. Donna's another example of what happens when you learn about the rule. You know, Donna first heard about the 5-second rule at an Aveda Institute conference that I spoke at in New Orleans. And she had the same reaction that a lot of people do. You know, she heard me speak. She thought the speech was amazing. But with regard to the rule, she was like, meh. Yeah, whatever. 5 seconds. Yeah, maybe I'll use it to get up on time, but it's not going to be life-changing. Whatever. Well, just like I was wrong about this stupid thing. Boy, oh boy, was she wrong. She's changed just about everything, you know, in her life and business. I want to read to you what she's done. She writes in this post that she posted on Facebook, "My boss mentor asked me to be a salon mentor. I was one of the newest in the salon, yet I was given the opportunity to coach on new products to our team members. I 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and now I'm coaching with confidence." She said, "I want to be an Aveda educator, and instead of waiting on the opportunity to take classes, I made that opportunity a reality. I asked my boss for a meeting to discuss the possibility, and now I'm on track for taking classes and making my dream a reality. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Don't be afraid to ask the universe for what you want in life. At Dare to Dream, an Aveda conference, while sitting in the audience, I thought I was covering my eyes from the stage lights when the speakers on stage thought I volunteered to speak in front of the entire venue. When they brought me on the microphone, I panicked for a moment. Then I 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Be brave. Don't say no to opportunities, even when you blindly stumble on them. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Whenever I'm faced with, just go. My career has become so much more with making myself step up to the ledge boldly. Even though in the beginning I felt like I tripped over the edge or praying someone would help pull me over, I've realized the more times I step boldly and don't say no to opportunities, the more my confidence is built and the easier it is to say yes to my future. Now listen to this." She writes, "Only we can hold ourselves back. It's amazing to see how horribly I held myself hostage out of fear and where I am today. And more importantly, where I see myself in the years to come. Go, do, say yes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. As you use the rule more and more, you are going to feel just like Donna does. You're going to feel courage. You're going to get in touch with your confidence and your pride and your sense of control as you push yourself to do the small things that bring your greatness to the surface. You know, that rule has that effect. I often tell people it's going to haunt you. And we see people use that words. Hey, Mel, this thing's haunting me in a really good way. And that's because you're going to realize that, wow, you've been sleepwalking through life for a long time. And the other thing that's really cool about this when you learn it, and we're going to get into the FAQs and how to start applying it and specific ways to use it in just a minute, but something this simple, this easy and effective, it's contagious. You're going to start sharing it with everybody. Crystal's already started using it with her son. She learned about it at a presentation that I gave, and she went home and immediately started teaching 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go to her 8-year-old. Now, the first person that I told about the rule was Chris. He definitely noticed the fact that I was changing, and particularly that my bitchy demeanor was starting to melt and that I was actually being proactive around my job search and my attitude. And it didn't take much to convince him that there was this secret weapon that he was living without too. So Chris adopted the rule and he used it to make some major changes. First of all, he quit drinking. He started meditating every single day and exercising every single morning. And here's the thing. The rule doesn't make these things easy. It makes them happen. That's why I describe it as a tool. Instead of avoiding the creditor calls and the bankruptcy letters, those are not easy things to face. Chris and I, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we started to hit it head on. I used 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to push myself out of my head and to start reaching out to old clients that I used to coach so that I could rev up the referral engine, even though I didn't feel successful enough to go back to doing that again. I use 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to propel myself to go on interviews for radio hosting gigs, despite the fact that I was still under contract with Fox. I figured, well, you know, I can sit here and make excuses, or I can push my life forward and then figure it out. And together, Chris and I, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we pushed ourselves to meet with the accountants, the financial advisors, and do the painfully nauseating work of facing our debt, restructuring our debt, and slowly digging out of the hole that we had created together. Chris also brought the rule into his business, and used it to push himself through all the fear and all the guilt and all the embarrassment that he felt with that one restaurant that had closed. I mean, that's a really public failure. It's one thing to lose a job. It's another thing to open up a restaurant and see the whole thing open and then go out of business. He and his business partner, they met with dozens and dozens of advisors and they crunched financial models and they worked day and night until they not only closed that location, they closed the wholesale business. And then they went through years of work growing retail locations. And then ultimately they sold them off. They paid back as many people as they could. And what's amazing to me is what they actually did. I think I personally would have probably thrown in the towel. I'm extremely impressed by the grit, the hustle, the commitment, and how Chris and his partner Jonathan just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And that's exactly what this rule is going to help you do. It's not going to make it easy. It's going to make it happen. You know, to this day, when Chris looks back on the days when he had the restaurants, his mind, it drifts and he'll think, you know, was that a failure? But when he catches himself thinking negative thoughts, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and he redirects his mind and forces himself to think about the things that they did build. 7 restaurants, an incredible employee culture, millions in revenue, and a remarkable brand. Now, look, did it end up how he dreamt it would end up? No. A lot of times in life, most of what we do doesn't end up how we dream it's going to end up. But what he learned about business and partnership and himself during the process, I'm going to tell you something. As painful as it was to go through everything that we did, what we learned in the process worth way more than money could ever buy you. There's nothing more powerful than the feeling of confidence and pride that you gain in yourself when you realize you can rely on yourself and you can keep trudging forward and face whatever challenges life throws at you head on. Now, as Chris put it, the rule helped him change the experience of succeeding and failing on so many levels. Ultimately, the rule gives you an awareness and power and control over both your positive and your negative thoughts. So, you know, as Chris and I started to claw out of debt and we were using the rule to move forward and move toward one another, we started to reconnect with friends and the rule would often come up. And, you know, you're going to find that too. Jennifer learned the rule at a conference that I spoke at for nurses and immediately went back and she was a supervising nurse. And so she told all the nurses on her floor about it. And the moment she mentioned it, one of the gals was like, you have no idea how many times I need to do this a day. And that's not uncommon because you're going to start to realize how sad it is because we hold ourselves back so much. The rule is going to ignite something powerful in you and everybody in your life who tries it. I mean, one of our friends, the moment they learned the rule, they had the courage to ask for a divorce. Another one left his consulting job for a job that didn't require a lot of travel. A work pal of Chris's lost 73 pounds, and my uncle stopped talking about giving up smoking and used the rule to finally quit. Now, the 5-second rule gave them all what it had given me and what it's going to give you. It's going to give you a framework. It's going to give you courage and it's going to give you a method for how you push yourself to change. Now, the first time that I shared the rule in public was 2011. And in full disclosure, I never intended to talk about this on any kind of public scale. Had I intended to become a public speaker and talk about this and share this, I would never have named it the 5-second rule. You know, that rule, just like the rule, like the one where you drop food on the floor and you can pick it up and eat it if you blow the dog hair off. Never in a million years. That was just the first thing that kind of popped in my head that morning. I never in a million years thought I would be sitting here, not only reading this book to you, but just even talking to you about this. Like, this was kind of my secret weapon. I was happy to share this with friends and with family, but this was not supposed to be public information. So I was asked to give this TEDx talk. And it was called How to Stop Screwing Yourself Over. And, you know, the funny thing is that the talk is mostly about my dream back then of becoming a top talk radio host. And that's basically what the talk was about, like how you go after your dreams. How do you make change happen? And at the time, I had this dream of becoming one of the top syndicated radio hosts in the country. I only mentioned the 5-second rule at the end. And I didn't really plan on talking about it. Like at the near the end of the speech, and you know TED Talks, I mean, they're only like 20 minutes long. literally like 19 minutes in, I'm like, oh, by the way, there's this thing. It's like an afterthought. I mention it. I don't even explain, like we're going to get into in this book, how you can use it, the science behind it. I walk off that stage, and TEDx back in 2011, not the brand it is today. I wasn't even fully present that they were filming this thing and planning on putting it online. I left that stage. I thought, oh, well, that was wonderful. I just embarrassed myself in front of an audience of 800 people after listening to one PhD after another talk about all these very smart things. I went up there and talked about this, you know, stupid dream of mine to become the next liberal Rush Limbaugh. And I mentioned that I'm addicted to the snooze button. Way to go, Mel. So never thought anything of it. Left. Well, then somebody put that talk online. A million views later, people started to write. And what happened is crazy. The talk went viral. I mean, as I sit here right now talking to you, more than 8 million people have watched that speech. And that's not all. They started writing. Every single day, I hear from people around the world who are using the rule. Around the world. In fact, to date, we've heard from more than 100,000 people in more than 80 countries. People that heard that one talk where I don't even explain it, who write and say that this thing is now changing their lives. People like Mark. Listen to Mark. Just so you know, with the help of 5-second rule, I'm doing so much in the last 6 months. I'm on pace to double my business in 2 years. I'm writing a book on business sales. Then another one on 100 days outside my comfort zone. I'm finding and being with the woman beyond my dreams. I'm closer to my kids than ever. We're making plans to explore the world. What? Seriously, this started to roll into my inbox. It's been the most incredible gift. And as more and more people like Mark started to write with questions and requests for more information, I began to research the rule in depth so that I could better explain how you can use it and prove to you why it works. And, you know, I'm a lawyer by profession, so I went nuts on the research. I looked for precedent. I looked for evidence. I looked for guidance as if I was going to have to prove my case to a jury that the 5-second rule, it works. I'm going to prove it to you beyond a reasonable doubt. It took me almost 3 years. I read everything that I could find on the subject of change, happiness, habits, motivation, human behavior. I read social science experiments, happiness research, books on the brain, neuroscience studies. I didn't even limit it to the experts because, you know, on some level, who cares what the experts say? You want to hear, is this really actually working? We developed these questionnaires and we sent them to people. Oh yeah, you're going to write me about the 5-second rule? I'm going to hit you back with a questionnaire so we can find out more about it. And then I got on the phone. We Googled, we Skyped, we FaceTimed people around the world and dug into what is the step-by-step experience of somebody that faces change? What does that look like? And what can we learn from it? And, you know, as I deconstructed the moment of change, I uncovered something fundamental about how you and I are wired. Every one of us. Right before you're about to do something that feels difficult, scary, or uncertain, you know what you do? You hesitate. Hesitation, kiss of death. That's right. Hesitation. A moment of hesitation is a kiss of death. You might just hesitate for a nanosecond. That's all it takes. That one small hesitation triggers a mental system that is designed, made to, engineered to stop you. And guess how fast it happens. That's right. 5 seconds. You've noticed this. Fear, self-doubt, it can take over your head and start making up excuses immediately. We all do it. We hold ourselves back in the smallest, mundane moments every single day, and it impacts everything. But here's the cool part. Hesitation. We all do it, right? We all stop. We all think, I don't know. Look, if you are about to do something that is, permanent, like a tattoo, hesitate for a second. If you're about to sign a contract or get married, do something that you can't, well, you can reverse a marriage and a contract, but you know what I mean. You're about to do something that requires thinking, hesitate all damn day. I don't care. I'm talking about the tiny stuff. Do you pick up the phone? Do you go to the gym? Do you say, I love you? Do you return the text? Do you start writing in the book all the things that could expand your life? Do you stop and hesitate on the little stuff? That's the habit we got to break. That's the habit that we need to get rid of. We gotta build in you the habit of taking some kind of action. Because when you become the kind of person that stops hesitating and starts making small moves forward, you're gonna be astonished how fast your life changes. That's what Keith discovered. So Keith learned the 5-second rule at this massive RE/MAX conference that I spoke at. Let me tell you what this guy has done. In 1 year, listen to this. He heard me speak in Las Vegas in February of 2016. We're not even done with 2016 right now as I'm recording this. Quote, you've inspired me to do extraordinary things. I just had to get out of my own way and take action. I've achieved unbelievable success. I've opened 3 offices, recruited more than 50 agents in little old Arkansas. No more hesitation, no more procrastination. I take some kind of action. And it helps me launch to my goal. A large task suddenly becomes manageable. The hardest part is starting. Thank you for sharing your story. You see, I want you to get something from Keith. The hardest part is starting. I want you to also understand that when you get out of your own way and you become the kind of person that pushes yourself forward, it is incredible what happens. Because here's the deal. It's not the big stuff that defines your life. It's the little ones. Within 5 seconds of stopping to think, you're going to decide not to do anything. And over time, that builds. That builds. And when you repeat that pattern of hesitating, worrying, thinking, doubting, overthinking, analyzing, it now becomes a habit. And that's bad and depressing, but there's also some good news. And the good news is that if worrying, thinking, doubting, hesitating are just habits, you can use science to break them. You know, I want to say something to you. You're not a worrier. You have a habit of worrying. Big difference. You're not a procrastinator. You have a habit of procrastinating. Big difference. When you separate these behaviors from your identity and you look at them for what they are, just habits, just shit you do that you don't even think about, you have the power to break them. And you're going to use the 5-second rule to do it. And we're going to teach you how. And in fact, as you read more about habit loops and starting rituals and activation energy and the role that feelings play in triggering your actions and your decisions, you're going to appreciate the magnitude of the 5-second rule. And as you use the rule, you're going to see how change hinges on 5-second decisions and just how easily you can take back control. The rule will work every single time you use it. That's right. Every single time you use this rule, it will work. But you got to use it. It's a tool. If you stop using it, fear and uncertainty, it's going to creep back in and take control of your decisions. And if that happens, no problem. Just use a 5-second rule again, just like I did this morning in bed. Hey, I know better. I know I should spring out of bed like a rocket. That still doesn't make it easy. What do I need to do? Simple. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Activate my prefrontal cortex. Push my butt out of bed. Boom. Here we go. We're on our way. Starting is the hardest part. And, you know, the thing that's also cool is that as you use it, you're going to experience a shift in yourself. And this shift is so much deeper than you realize, because using the rule impacts your confidence and your inner strength. Because you know what happens? And this is the coolest part. Just like the analogy this morning in bed, you know, where immediately the alarm goes off. I had committed to going to yoga. It's 5:15 in the morning. Who the hell wants to get out of a warm bed? When you use the rule, you're going to come face to face with excuses, habits, feelings, insecurities, fears, all these things that hold you back. You're going to see the bullshit that you've put yourself through every single day, how often you've given up on yourself. And you're also going to come face to face with how much precious time you've wasted, waiting to feel ready to change. Using 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the waiting ends like right now. And you're going to be amazed by how much joy and freedom you feel by making 5-second decisions. Freedom is exactly the word that Robin used to describe the rule. She said, you know, thanks for the life-changing 5-second rule. There's freedom in taking action. My passion and vision for making a difference are huge, but my confidence sometimes lags. When in doubt, I 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, apply the 5-second rule. And that's what I've gained too, life-changing freedom. the person that I was 7 years ago, the one that I described, drinking too much, fighting with my husband, no money to speak of, felt like the world's worst mom, that person, gone. The jealousy, gone. The hiding, gone. And that's a good thing. Evolving is a great thing, not even just when your life hits the wall. Every phase of your life and your career will require a different you. Let me say that again. Every phase of your life and career will require a different you. Who does your life require right now? Using the rule, you can become the person you're meant to become in this phase of your life. So what do you say we dig into the basics of the rule so you can actually start using it right now? Chapter 4, Why the Rule Works. Over the years, I've received lots of questions about the 5-second rule. I wanted to start your introduction to using the rule by answering some of the most frequently asked questions I've received about this awesome tool. So one of the first questions that I get is, what exactly is the 5-second rule? So here's the rule again. The moment you have an instinct to act on a goal, count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then go. If you don't do that, your brain will kill your instinct to act. A lot of people wonder, why is something so simple as counting backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? What is that? Why does it work? Well, the rule is a very simple, research-backed metacognition tool that creates immediate and lasting behavior change. Metacognition, by the way, it's a really fancy term that means something very simple. There are techniques that you can use to beat your brain in order to accomplish your greater goals. And the 5-second rule happens to be a form of metacognition. You can use it to beat your brain in order to accomplish your greater goals. Pretty cool, huh? So another question we get a lot is, how do I use the rule? Using the rule is very simple. Whenever you feel an instinct fire up to act on a goal or a commitment, or the moment that you feel yourself hesitate on doing something that you know you should do, that's when you use the rule. You're going to start by counting to yourself, okay? Backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the counting is going to help you focus on the goal or the commitment, and it's going to distract you from your worries, your thoughts, and the fears that occur in your mind. And as soon as you reach 1, then you move. That's it. It's really that simple. But I want to hammer it again one more time because it's such an important tool for you to master. Anytime there's something you know that you should do, but you feel uncertain, afraid, or overwhelmed, I want you to take control by counting backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The counting is going to quiet your mind. It's going to awaken your prefrontal cortex, then move. Counting and moving are actions. By teaching yourself to take action when normally you would stop and think, you create remarkable change. Counting backwards does a few important things simultaneously. Number one, it distracts you from your worries. It focuses your attention on what you need to do, and it prompts you to act. All of those things interrupt your habits of hesitating, overthinking, and holding yourself back. If you're wondering, like a lot of people do, if the rule works if you count forward, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, instead of backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the answer's no. It doesn't. Actually, just ask Trent. Trent said, Mel, pertaining to the 5-second rule, I've also found that it doesn't work if you count from 1 to 5. If you do that, I'm tempted to say 6, and then the action is stalled. Exactly. You can keep counting. Plus, you count up all the time, so it's not something that requires focus. What Trent found is that I have to count down from 5 to 1 because the next word in my mind after 1 is blast off. And that is definitely an action word. As Trent discovered, as I've discovered, as millions of people have discovered, that when you count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there's nowhere to go after you reach 1. So it becomes a prompt for you to move. A lot of people write and they ask, why is it called the 5-second rule? And I get this question a lot, and I wish I had a better answer for it. I mean, I called it the 5-second rule because that's the first thing that popped into my mind the morning I first used it, and the name just stuck. Remember, I had seen a rocket launch the night before, and I thought to myself, I'll just launch myself out of bed like a rocket. And the next morning, I counted backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because that's what NASA does when it launches a spaceship. Why did I start with 5? I have no idea. It just kind of felt right that morning, so I started with 5. You know, I've also come to learn since talking about this rule and using it for so long that there are a lot of other 5-second rules in the world. Obviously, the one that you may have grown up with, the one I grew up with, you know, where you drop food on the floor and you can pick it up and eat it if you do it in 5 seconds and you blow the dog hair off. There's also the 5-second shot clock in basketball. There's this game that Ellen DeGeneres plays on her show called the 5-second rule. There's also a 5-second test that you can use. This is one that I just learned about on a sidewalk. You can test the surface of a sidewalk on a hot summer day to see if it's too hot for your pet to walk on. Just hold your hand down on it, and if you can't hold it there for more than 5 seconds, do not be walking your dog on it. Now look, had I known that the rule was going to spread around the world, I would have come up with a different name. But when I really stop and think about it, every single one of these 5-second rules, they have something in common. They require you to move within a 5-second window. Physical movement, it is the most important part of the rule, because when you move physically, your physiology changes, and that means your mind is going to follow along with it. Perhaps the name's not only apropos, it's actually perfect because it references the other 5-second windows in life, and that just makes the rule feel so much more familiar, universal, and true. Another question that I get a lot is regarding Nike's tagline, Just Do It. People write in all the time, was it inspired by Just Do It? Is it the same thing as Just Do It? It's a great question, and I do see the similarities. There is a very important difference, though. The difference between Just Do It and the 5-second rule is simple. Just Do It is a concept. It's what you need to do. The 5-second rule is a tool. It's how you make yourself do it. Have you ever stopped to think about Nike's tagline, Just Do It? It's arguably the most powerful tagline in the world. And I believe it's because of one reason. It's because of the word just. The word just is in there because Nike recognizes something we've already talked a lot about in this book, and that is that right before we act, we stop and we think. Right before you're about to do something, you hesitate. Just Do It acknowledges that we're all struggling to push ourselves to be better, to do better. Yet we all hesitate and we wrestle with our feelings of self-doubt before we jump in. The word just is telling us that we're not alone. Every single one of us has these small hesitations. It's the moment right before you ask if you can join the pickup game that's already underway. It's the moment you contemplate whether or not you're going to do a third set of reps or whether you're going to start to question going out for a run in the pouring rain, right? Right before, you know, you're standing there with your sneakers on, you're like, ooh, should I just do it? I don't know. The tagline, it's pretty cool. It acknowledges that you've got these excuses and fears, and Nike's basically encouraging you to be bigger than your fears. They're saying, hey, come on, don't think about it. Just do it. I know you're tired. Just do it. I know you're afraid. Just do it. I know you don't feel like it. Just do it. Nike's tagline is pushing you to move past the doubt and get in the game. Nike knows that there's greatness inside of you, and it's on the other side of your excuses. And it resonates so profoundly because every single one of us, even Olympic athletes, we all need a push. And that's where the 5-second rule comes in. The rule is how you push yourself when there's no coach, no competitor, no parent, no screaming fan or teammate there to push you. With the rule, you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and you push yourself. It's how you just do it when you're alone. Another question that we get a lot is whether or not there's a 5-second window of opportunity for everyone. The quick answer, Absolutely. The 5-second window seems to work for absolutely everybody who's ever tried it. You know, there is a window of time for every one of us, regardless of where you live or how much education you have or how old you are or what you do for a living. There's a window between the moment you have an instinct to change and your mind killing that instinct. And while your mind goes to work against you in nanoseconds, the full barrage of excuses and self-doubt and procrastination, it doesn't seem to fully kick in and stop you until about 5 seconds. Now that said, by all means, I want you to play around with this and make it work for you. What I've noticed personally is that the longer that I wait between my initial impulse to act and physically moving, the louder and louder and louder and more convincing my excuses get, and the harder it becomes to force myself to move. That's exactly what so many of you have found when you post on social media about the 5-second rule. Angela wrote exactly that, that those 5-second decisions quickly turn into 50 seconds and then 500 seconds when the fear is deeper. So she actually treats the 5-second rule as if it's a window of time during which her brain will self-destruct at zero. If it works for you to shorten or lengthen the window, I want you to do that. Personalize the rules so that it works for you. We have a really good friend, Matt, who also happens to be the godfather of our oldest daughter, Sawyer. And he wrote to my husband. He was training for one of those Tough Mudder races. He lives in New Jersey. And he sent this text during the winter when it was absolutely freezing. And let me read it to you. He writes to my husband, "Hey, tell your girlfriend Mel that the 5-second rule is working over here. I have it down to 3 seconds. Why contemplate life's complexities when you can be moving ahead after just 3 seconds? In 5 seconds, I can make up at least 2 excuses in my mind. In 3 seconds, my mind has already pushed the first button on the phone to move the ball ahead. As I awoke this morning, I mistakenly checked the thermometer. That took 2 seconds, but in that 3rd second, I started to put on my right sneaker." That is how the system works, you guys. That's how your brain defeats you. The longer you think about something, the lower your urge to act is going to become. We are amazing at fooling ourselves into staying exactly where we are. As soon as that impulse to act kicks in, you're going to start rationalizing it away. That's why you've got to move even faster, so you can break free of your excuses before you get trapped in them. How do you break free? It's simple. 5-4-3-2-1 will awaken your prefrontal cortex. It'll shut off your excuses and it'll prompt you to act. A lot of people write and ask, well, what can I use the 5-second rule for? And the fact is that over the years, since we've heard from so many people around the world that are using it, there are literally thousands of specific examples. We cover a lot of them in this book, but there are 3 general categories for how you can use it. The first is you can use it to change your behavior. You can use the 5-second rule to push yourself to create new habits, to pull yourself away from destructive habits, and to master the skills of self-monitoring and self-control so that you can be more intentional and effective in your relationships with yourself and with others. Second way that you can use the rule, you can use the rule to find the courage that you need every single day in your work, in your relationships, and in your life. Using the rule, you're going to discover the courage that you need to do things that are new, scary, or uncertain. The rule will quiet your self-doubt and help you build the confidence as you push yourself to pursue your passions, share your ideas, volunteer for projects, create your art, and become a better leader. And finally, you can use the rule for mind control. So one of the things that I find to be the most amazing about the rule is how effective it is in stopping the barrage of negative thoughts and endless worries that weigh you down. You can also break the habit of anxiety and beat any fear. When you take control of your mind, you'll be able to think about things that bring you joy instead of focusing on the negative. And that, in my opinion, is the single most powerful way that you're going to learn how to use this rule. A lot of people ask the question, after using the rule and discovering just how powerful the countdown trick, 5-4-3-2-1, and then push, go, is, why is it that something so simple works? It's a great question. And the reason why such a simple rule works is because it's so simple. There are all kinds of tricky ways your brain kills your urge to act. Some of my most favorite researchers, professors, and thinkers have written bestsellers and delivered epic TED Talks detailing how our own minds betray us in this seemingly endless list of tricks and cognitive biases. Everything from paradox of choice to the psychological immune system. We've already mentioned the spotlight effect. What all these great researches has taught me is that the moment you want to change, break a habit, do something hard or scary, your brain goes to work to stop you. Basically, your mind has one trick. It stops you and makes you think things through. And the moment you get tricked into thinking things through, you're going to get trapped by your thoughts. Your mind has a million ways to talk you out of acting once you start thinking. That's the neurological reason why it's so hard to change. You know, as I mentioned in chapter one, change requires you to do things that are uncertain, scary, hard, difficult. Your brain, by design, will not let you do things that are scary, uncertain, difficult, or hard. The second that your brain gets wind of the fact that you're hesitating to do something that's a little scary or a little uncertain or feels a little hard, are you kidding me? It's going to go into overdrive and do whatever it can to talk you out of it because it's designed to stop you from that stuff. It's part of your hardwiring, and it happens really, really fast. That's why you've got to act even faster to beat it. The rule works because it's simple, and it also works because it leverages and is an example of some of the most powerful and proven principles in modern psychology: a bias towards action, starting rituals, internal locus of control, behavioral flexibility, the progress principle, the golden rule of habits, authentic pride, deliberate action, if-then planning, and activation energy. You don't need to know what any of those things mean. All you need to know is that there are volumes and volumes and volumes of research and science that support and explain exactly why counting backwards 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 works, what it does in your mind, which is activate the prefrontal cortex and distract you from your worries, interrupting your habits, and also the extraordinary benefit, which is teaching you how to live with a bias towards action and giving you the power to center and live with an internal locus of control. Another question that we get is, how can one rule work on so many different areas of my life? Well, see, that's the catch. The 5-second rule isn't actually working on a lot of areas of your life. The 5-second rule is only acting on one thing: you. You stop yourself from changing the exact same way every single time. That's why just one technique can work every single time. How is it that you stop yourself? Well, you stop and you think. You hesitate. You lock yourself in mental jail. That moment of hesitation is a killer. You see, hesitation sends a stress signal to your brain. It's like a red flag that signals your mind that something must be up. And then your brain goes into a protection mode. That's how it is that we're all wired to fail. That's why it is that you feel like you're your own worst enemy at times. And I want you to think about this for a minute. You don't hesitate all the time. I mean, you don't hesitate when you pour a cup of coffee, right? You don't hesitate when you pull your jeans on. You don't hesitate when you turn on the TV. You don't hesitate when you call your best friend. You don't think at all. You just have an instinct. You pick up the phone, you call your friend. You have an instinct to watch TV. You pick up the remote, you turn it on. But when you hesitate just before making a sales call or texting someone back, it makes your brain think that something must be wrong. The longer you think about that sales call, the less likely you'll make it. And most of us don't even realize how often we hesitate because we've done it so often that it's become a habit. Here's how Tim described it after using the rule. He said, you know, quote, honestly, I think the rule is powerful simply because keeping it on the top of your thoughts allows you to process and start on activities you'd normally gloss over and ignore. I also keep saying, what the hell, I'm leaning into this. So it is powerful because it helps you break the formally embedded thought patterns about doing things, and it allows me, anyway, to safely go for it. Seriously, why was I afraid of doing some of the things I'm doing now? It was never like anything I did or didn't do was going to end the world. He's right. But when you get trapped in a mental jail, you convince yourself that this is going to end the world. But what you will soon learn is that this moment of hesitation when you stop and think it can also be used to your advantage. Every single time you catch yourself hesitating, that's a signal. That is a signal. It's a push moment. The 5-second window, the clock, it has started counting. It is time to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and push yourself forward. Seeing 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 can serve as a vivid reminder of the rule and its importance. A lot of people, Art being one of them, has taken the rule even out of the tool status and cut out the numbers 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, put them up on his office wall, and it's changed his life and his productivity at work by seeing that and being reminded of it in a really important way. Another question that we get from people that first start using the rule is, can the 5-second rule create lasting behavior change too? The answer, absolutely. The rule is not only going to beat your brain's operating system and help you win the battle in the moment, but you know what else? Over time, as you repeat the rule, what's super cool is that you're going to start destroying the negative system in your brain altogether. Now, we've talked a little bit about habits. We've been kind of hinting at it, but let me dig into it just a little bit here. One of the things that most of us don't realize is that the patterns of thinking, like worrying, self-doubt, and fear, they're just habits. Habits are nothing more than things that you repeat without even thinking about it. If everything that you do to sabotage your happiness is a habit, that can be good news. I mean, it kind of stinks right now, but it's actually pretty darn simple to fix it because you can follow the latest research and break the habits of, check this out, you can break the habit of waiting, you can break the habit of doubting yourself, you can break your habit of staying silent, you can break the habit of feeling insecure, you can break your habit of avoiding confrontation, of worrying, and of overthinking. You see, there's a golden rule that researchers have discovered with habits, and it's very simple. In order to change any bad habit, all you got to do is replace the behavior pattern that you repeat. Now, I'll explain this in detail in part 4 of the book when we get into some specific examples for how you can use the rule to become healthier, more productive, and to beat the habit of procrastination. I'm also going to teach you how to end the mental habits of worrying, anxiety, and panic. But for now, here's what you need to know. The 5-second rule and its countdown trick, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, it's going to become your new behavior pattern for every single thing that you do that holds you back. Instead of holding yourself back or procrastinating or worrying, you're going to replace it with the new behavior, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. The countdown is what researchers of habits refer to as a starting ritual. Starting rituals are critical for breaking your bad habits because they interrupt the pattern and they trigger positive new behaviors. What have I been saying all along? When you count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you not only awaken your prefrontal cortex, which is the part of your brain that you need active so you can change and focus, but it also interrupts your bad behavior and distracts you from the garbage excuses in your head. If you master the rule, you will reprogram your mind. And I'm going to prove it to you in part 4 of the book. And I'm going to show you step by step by step how you can reprogram your mind, stop worrying, control and cure anxiety, and beat any single fear that you may have. And, you know, over time, as you take more and more step forward, you're going to discover something amazing. You're not only going to start discovering the ability to act with courage every single day, you're also going to discover real confidence and pride in yourself. It's the authentic kind that comes when you honor your goals and accomplish small wins that are important to you. Now, you may think that everything is set in stone about you. You know, you may be one of these people that say, oh, At this point in my life, no way you're going to teach an old dog new tricks. That is a lie. You can change absolutely everything. Your habits, your mindset, your personality, they are flexible. And the implications of this for your life, they are thrilling. You can change your mental settings, and you can do it 1 5-second decision at a time. You can change your habits, and you can do it 1 5-second decision at a time. And those small decisions, guess what? They add up to major changes.